Effective communication is about getting your point across and creating a flow of information that keeps everyone connected, engaged, and working toward the same goals. When communication falters, silos form, and before you know it, you've got teams working in isolation, missing the bigger picture. No one wants to feel like they're stranded on an island at work, but that's what happens when teams don't communicate well. Diamonds are forever, but silos don't have to be. Let's dive into 6 essential steps to break down silos and maximize workplace communication. 1. Create processes and establish clear communication channels. Chaotic communication is the fastest way to derail any project. You know the feeling when messages fly in from all directions without intention or meaning. Email, chat, phone calls, hastily written sticky notes to yourself. It's exhausting and confusing, and it's not sustainable. That's why establishing clear communication channels is important. Imagine if every conversation had a designated place. For example, project updates in the team chat, brainstorming or team updates via video, critical decisions in email, and quick questions in a messaging app. By defining where and how communication should happen, you eliminate the noise and ensure everyone knows where to ask questions or find any needed information. Plus, when everyone is on the same page, it reduces the chance of misunderstandings and missed messages, keeping the team aligned and productive. Without this structure, silos thrive, leading to teams working with incomplete or outdated information and undermining the team's efforts. 2. Encourage camaraderie. Communication should tie back to company goals, but building camaraderie among the team is equally important. Providing opportunities for informal, water cooler type conversations, whether in the office or online, helps build relationships and trust. These casual interactions can take place in dedicated chat channels for non-work-related topics, virtual or real, coffee breaks, or team-building activities that encourage social bonding. Team members who feel connected to each other personally are more likely to collaborate, share ideas effectively, and support one another. This sense of camaraderie strengthens team cohesion and fosters a more inclusive, engaged work environment. 3. Encourage open and honest dialogue. Creating a culture of open and honest dialogue is like building a bridge between team members. When people feel safe to share their thoughts, ideas, and concerns, you're getting their input and building trust, which is the foundation of any strong team. But here's the kicker. Open communication doesn't just happen. It needs to be encouraged. Leaders need to model the behavior they want to see. Listening without interrupting, providing constructive feedback, and genuinely valuing everyone's contributions. If team members see that their voices matter, they're more likely to speak up, share insights, and contribute to the team's success. On the flip side, when dialogue is stifled, teams retreat into their silos, leading to a lack of transparency and collaboration. 4. Align communication with company goals. If you've ever played a game of telephone, you know how quickly messages can get twisted and distorted. That happens when communication isn't aligned with the company's goals. It's not enough to talk. You need to make sure that what you're talking about is moving the team in the right direction and ties back to the bigger picture. Whether it's a quick update or a deep dive discussion, always ask yourself, how does this support our company's mission? This keeps everyone focused on what really matters and ensures every conversation is a step toward achieving the team's objectives. 5. Facilitate regular check-ins. Consistency is key. Regular check-ins create a rhythm and cadence between you and your team members that keeps everyone in sync. Inconsistency makes it easy for projects to veer off course, or for small issues to snowball into big problems. These check-ins and meetings shouldn't be about going through the motions. They must be intentional and structured, with a clear agenda and actionable outcomes. Whether it's a daily stand-up or a weekly team meeting, these regular updates provide an opportunity to align priorities, address any roadblocks, and ensure everyone is moving in the same direction. Without these regular touchpoints, teams can drift apart, falling into the silo trap where they operate independently and lose sight of the collective mission. 6. Leverage technology for better collaboration. We live in a digital world, and the tools we use can make or break our communication strategy. The right technology can streamline collaboration, making it easier to share information, track progress, and stay connected, even when you're not in the same room. Technology should enhance communication, not complicate it. It's all about choosing the right tools for your team's needs, such as project management software like Asana, video conferencing like Zoom, or instant messaging apps like Slack. The goal is to make communication more efficient and effective, and when used wisely, these tools can break down barriers and keep everyone in the loop. However, without careful implementation, technology can also contribute to the very silos it's meant to dismantle. If teams become too reliant on their specific tools and fail to integrate them with the broader organizational systems, communication breaks down and silos are reinforced. From isolation to collaboration, communication is the lifeblood of any successful team. By establishing clear channels, fostering open dialogue, aligning with company goals, maintaining regular check-ins, and leveraging technology, you can break down the silos and create a workplace where collaboration thrives. The next time you feel isolated, use these steps to build bridges across your team. It's not just about talking. It's about connecting and driving success together. And by addressing the silos head-on, you're not just improving communication. You're transforming your organization's ability to achieve its goals.